Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike McNally. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Carl Mays. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jack Graney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duster Males. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Duster Males. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. O'Neill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McNally out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. McMillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pipp moves to second. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner tags and scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 1, Indians, 1. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays fires to first and has Graney trapped. There's the throw to Scott, who tags Graney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. McNally moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Neill for a passed ball. McNally moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel strikes out. O'Neill throws to third to get McNally for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamieson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays fires to first and picks off Jamieson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pipp is called out on strikes. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNally scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. O'Neill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hoffman out. One out. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNally scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mails hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-2 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNally scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Ward steals second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and steps on second to double up Ward. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNally scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Graney hits a fly ball into center field. McMillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays bunts towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. McNally moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNally scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Nunemaker pinch hits for Duster Mails. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Nunemaker reaches second base with a double. Elmer Miller now playing left field. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Nunemaker scores. It's Yankees, 2, Indians, 2. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans moves to third. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. George Uhel now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Witt reaches second base with a double. Home run Baker pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.